Support for today's episode comes from Audible. Their Words Plus Music series is back for another season. The Audible original, Songs That Shook the Planet, is hosted by legendary lyricist and co-founder of Public Enemy, Chuck D. Songs That Shook the Planet will reintroduce listeners to the soundtrack of social change in America and includes musical luminaries like Billie Holiday, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, Too Short, and more. Visit audible.com/songs. That's audible.com/songs to start listening now. Welcome to Switched On Pop. I'm musicologist Nate Sloan. Leon Bridges is the soul singer hailing from Fort Worth, Texas, who burst onto the music scene in 2015 with the single Coming Home.
Baby, 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 I'm coming home to your tender, sweet love, and you're my one and only one.
Since then, he's established himself as an adventurous musician whose latest album, Gold Digger Sound, combines retro textures with contemporary production.
Ooh, on the back of my motorbike, write your name in the sky. Ooh, it's whatever you like, we can ride.
Krungbin is a trio out of Houston, Texas, made up of Mark Spear on guitar, Laura Lee on bass, and DJ Johnson on drums. They also debuted in 2015 with the album The Universe Smiles Upon You, which introduced their unique brand of funky, dreamy psychedelia. In 2020, Bridges and Krungbin teamed up to release the EP Texas Sun, whose title track channeled spaghetti westerns and classic soul at the same time.
Texas Sun, oh girl. Texas Sun.
Now the quartet is back with another collaborative EP, Texas Moon, which continues the musical palette of their first release while inverting some of its lyrical themes. We spoke with Leon Bridges and Krungbin about their new EP, the Texas songs that connect them to their home state, and why they chose to go lunar for their latest project. It's popping off in the Zoom room here. We are packed to the gills. And if y'all would indulge me, maybe we could do a little bit of a roll call. You could introduce yourselves.
What's up, y'all? It's Leon Bridges holding it down. Fort Worth, Texas. You dig.
What's up? This is Marco hitting y'all from the Bay Area.
This is Laura Lee. Hello, hello. I am calling in from the Hudson Valley in New York.
This is DJ, and I'm holding it down in Houston, Texas.
We are gathered here from all corners of the country to discuss the release of your collaborative EP, Texas Moon. I want to dive right in by listening to a track from that project. It's called B-Side. What was the genesis of this song, B-Side?
Krungbin had just kind of a jam, like a vibe. And I kind of wanted to kind of write this song about just kind of being on the road, you know, and almost like writing a letter back to my lady back home that I'm, you know, just always thinking about her. She's always on my mind type thing. And, you know, I just tried to match just the energy that Corumbin was giving, you know, and that's kind of, you know, how I approached the tune.
Mark, how did the song come about from your side?
I mean, I remember being in the studio with my bandmates and Leon, and I seem to remember kind of us like switching instruments around a little bit. Leon, I remember you had like an acoustic guitar, I think. Maybe we were like standing up like next to a microphone. And then we kind of, you know, took what was like, I don't know, maybe 20, 30 minutes of just playing around, then getting down to business and cutting it up and making an arrangement and refining it and turning it into a finished song.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's very rare that you can really force creativity, and not to say that it was forced by any means, but we had basically like an hour left in the studio before time ran out. And B-side was one of those magic moments that kind of happened that way. I always like to say it's kind of what I imagine fans think that the studio is like, where we go in and you just like pick up the instrument and it magically kind of appears. And B-side happened to be one of those magic moments. I know for me, I mean, one of my favorite things was hearing Leon, you know, up in falsetto, which you don't always hear him do, but it felt like a party to me.
Yeah.
So this was like the equivalent of a buzzer beater in the studio. Like you were racing against the clock and you just got it in on time. You know, I love you taking us into the studio with you, and one of the striking features when I listen to this song and much of your collaborations together is maybe something I describe as an interlocking approach to arrangement. Vocals, guitar, bass, drums, everything fits in so perfectly with each other, almost like puzzle pieces. DJ, I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about how you go about arranging these instruments together.
For me, that all starts with Mark. Mark has a process of, when everything's laid out, you listen to it all together, and if something is stepping on something else, you know, one's got to win. So someone's got to take a step back at a certain point. If this is happening in here, let it have its moment. Let this have its moment. Everything has its space and its lane. And that's pretty much how it is. It really is put together like puzzle pieces at times, especially with the arrangement and the mix. But the music and the song will usually tell you and dictate where it wants to go. You know, when it's right, it's right. Mm.
That seems like a good opportunity to ask why you wanted to work together. Obviously, Texas Sun was a fantastic EP and a great success. So tell me what made you decide, okay, it's time to join forces once again and put another EP out into the universe. Maybe Leon, you can speak to that.
Well, we still had some tunes that we worked on during the Texas Sun sessions that we kind of put on the back burner. And honestly, like, getting together with Corumbin and making music has been some of my favorite experiences as far as being in a studio. And so it was just about getting together with the fam and making good art.
What do you think it is that allows you four to work so seamlessly together?
You know, you were talking about like puzzle pieces musically and not stepping over each other. I think that happens with personalities too. And I think, like, not everybody works well together. There's so many different kinds of people. And I think sometimes you work with people and it feels clunky. It feels like you're stepping on each other and your ideas don't fit. It just fit.
Right.
Also, I think both of us being collectively from Texas, it's almost like when we get in the studio with Leon or when we collab with Leon, it's that same feeling that you have when Thanksgiving rolls around and all of your cousins come over and you get to hang out with all your cousins. Leon's like a cousin. He's like our musical cousin at this point. And you know, you come over Thanksgiving and everybody's all kicking it. It's like, oh, what's up, cuz? And you know, it's like a reunion every year. So yeah, every time we link up, it's that, you know, it's that feeling that Fort Worth, you know, DFW, Houston thing that we have.
Absolutely.
Mm. Let's go to another track from the EP called Chocolate Hills. Laura, what was the spark for Chocolate Hills?
There were a number of songs in both EPs that sort of came about because Leon is constantly singing and dancing. And if there's kind of dead space, or if Steve, our engineer, was rendering something, Leon will get out a guitar and start playing and singing.
Hmm.
So Steve realized that quickly and made sure there was always a mic around Leon so that if Leon kind of started doing that, we captured it. And a few of the songs were composed by basically taking Leon's vocals from those takes and then Krungbin writing around those vocals that we captured.
I had Leon's guitar and elite, and I had his vocal. And I think you were kind of going between like two chords, essentially.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is really, really cool. It's like, I'm vibing with this already. I think this could be really, really great. There was a way that you sang it where it was just kind of like there was no pressure. It was like it's a really easy sound of you singing and playing this thing. So I was like, all right, well, all I really want to do is accentuate this, you know, and just kind of maybe reharmonize a few of the chords and really outline this kind of like trancey hypnotic feeling that was going on. And just it didn't need a lot. You know, I think the initial arrangement I made, I don't think I was playing at all. It was just, you know, bass, drums, your voice. And I was doing my best to actually like kind of like mute out your guitar. So there's literally nothing there except for just bass, drums, and voice. And I really liked that.
Baby, let's go. Slide out to the place no one knows.
Krungbin won't let me not be on the song on the instrument. So I figured out something to play, which because the song is called Chocolate Hills and it makes me think of like sweets and chocolate and candy, I did my own little like kind of nod to Juicy Fruit by the late Ntume.
Juicy Fruit.
Da, 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 da. And that was the basis for my guitar part.
I didn't know that.
Wow.
Nice Easter egg. Well, maybe no longer, but.
No longer an Easter egg.
Scoop. We've got an exclusive.
Hey, look, I like food-related songs. I like food and drink-related songs.
Right. And here's another great example, Chocolate Hills. Leon, what was the lyric writing process for this one like?
You know, I kind of wanted to, you know, champion Black women in that way and paint this picture of just like my experience with her while making love, you know? Just, here's the scenery, the chocolate hill. And, you know, you disconnected from reality for a little moment and, you know, doing it. Making love.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Shit.
It's a very sensual song. And I feel like that sparse accompaniment that you were describing really supports it.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't need a lot.
Yeah. I found it very refreshing listening to it. It's not often that you hear, you know, gaps of like silence and space in a track. Is it hard to resist the temptation to like put more into a song, to just keep layering and overdubbing? And how do you resist that temptation?
Don't ask me that. Because I am not a fan of like just like fill every gap with something. It just becomes so tedious and exhausting. You know, like listen to the song. Like, who let the orchestra in here? You know what I mean? This is not the vibe. I'm usually one like, right, let's take that out.
I think it's like my kind of, you know, with my voice, sometimes doing a lot just kind of overshadows it, you know, and the less things are going on, the more my voice is kind of able to shine. And I think we both kind of understand of just like, you know, staying out the way.
I'm a big fan of like just uncomfortable space on records as well. There's one part of Chocolate Hills at the end of the second verse where Leon just said, just be with me here. And I was like, we should really highlight that part. I was like, I don't feel like I should be playing anything right here.
Yeah, I remember that.
And so we just took everything out.
I remember the initial pause was actually like, it's like, okay, we got to put a pause. We put a pause there. And Deej was like, no, like longer. Yeah. We kept on making it longer and longer until it's like, oh, this, here we go.
Yeah.
Lay down, just be with me here.
That's the moment in the song for me too. I mean, till this day, that's the chills moment.
Yeah, mm. That's good stuff.
This EP is Texas Moon. The previous one was Texas Sun. Do y'all hear this as a kind of inverse of that first album, or some? Are you exploring different themes here?
It was just a natural creative choice for it to be Texas Moon, to kind of bookend what we started. Sonically, I remember during that process, Mark was listening to Elvis's Blue Moon, which has this really cool slapback vocal effect.
Blue Moon, you saw me standing alone without a dream in my
heart. We basically took that and put it into Texas Moon because that just sounds like nighttime.
Yeah, that
sound. Yeah, something about it sounds like, you know, night.
Huh.
So that effect made it all over the Texas Moon record. So that's one thing that I think sonically with the vocal separates Texas Sun and Texas Moon in an inverted kind of way.
Baby, put it down.
Yeah, I kind of think we've been on every single track.
It's on everything.
It's yeah.
The sound of the record.
Love it.
Artists have used their voices to create social change in America for decades. From Sam Cooke becoming one of the first African-American artists to have his own record label, to Jay-Z crafting a multi-billion dollar partnership to help inner-city youth receive much-needed resources. Activism and artistry have long gone hand in hand. Now, Audible wants you to hear more of their stories. On the new season of Words Plus Music, host Chuck D will reintroduce listeners to the soundtrack of social change in America. The Audible original, titled Songs That Shook the Planet, features the stories behind the iconic songs of Billie Holiday, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, Too Short, and more, to explore what it truly means to stand on your principles in the face of adversity. Songs That Shook the Planet is here to remind listeners of indelible songs from artists who sometimes literally put their life on the line for their art, creating work that is just as powerful and relevant today. Visit audible.com/songs. That's audible.com/songs to start listening now. Now we're going to do a segment called Modern Classics, where we ask artists what songs they believe belong in the pop pantheon. And because all of our guests today hail from the great state of Texas, We asked them to pick some selections from Texas musical history that inspire them. So we have two really exciting tracks to dig into. And let's start with the one that Krungbin selected. It's Mel Waiter's Got My Whiskey from 1997.
My personal experience with the song, I played a lot of Zydeco Blues and Trail Ride gigs back in the day with Jay Paul and the Zydeco New Breeds. And during like set breaks, you would have the DJ that would play, you know, in between the live music sets. And the experience of just having this record drop, this Mel Waiter's record drop, the intro for me, it's such a good example of what you want an intro of a song to be. You know, it's like the bass, doom, 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 pop, boom, sax solo. And it's just right in there with these really sunny, breezy chord changes, you know, just two chords, all you need. And then Mel Waiters makes his entrance and he's literally just talking about, you know, hey, I had a hard week. It's Friday. It's the weekend. I'm going to have a good time. You know, I'm going out. I'm, you know, having a good time. I got my money. I got my whiskey. Tonight, I'm getting drunk. That's it. There's nothing. Yeah. Nothing more to the song. It's just about feeling good, having a good time.
Yeah.
And every time that drops, it's like the room just, you know, everybody just, woo!
I also did a large amount of Zydeco Blues Club trail ride gigs in Houston, Texas. And this is just one of those songs that was always on. You heard it everywhere. This, Hole in the Wall, which is another Mel Waiters cut. And you know, it's funny, you mentioned that they play this in between sets, and they do. And it's like, it's almost like Mel Waiters knew to engineer the song to be played right at that exact time, because, you know, he had experience being a radio DJ and an entertainer. He grew up singing in the church choir and at nightclubs during the same time, you know, so he was doing like radio DJ entertainment stuff on like military bases and around San Antonio and possibly worldwide, depending on where he might have been stationed. So the man knows how to get people who really need to have a good time to have a good time. You know, I've played military bases. You know, in some ways, it doesn't matter what you play because they're just glad you're there, because it's like, man, we need to blow off some steam. But this man has engineered this cut to be, it's almost like the song has always existed.
Mm.
You feel me?
Sounds like it's as old as the earth.
Yeah.
Need to peep it on.
There's so much here that's fun. That intro that you mentioned, DJ, the killer sax solo right at the top. Lyrical references to Marvin Gaye and Marvin Cease. And about 2 minutes and 20 seconds in, a modulation of a half step.
Oh, man.
Unprepared, with no preparation, it just like comes out of nowhere, and Mel's voice goes up even before the modulation. It's like, yeah, I hear what you're saying, Mark. You hear that moment, you're like, oh, this guy knows what he's doing. He's a pro.
I was gonna say, like, the cheesiness, though, sometimes it's like a fine line between cheese and not taking yourself too seriously, which is good.
That's exactly what I was gonna say. Yeah.
And I think it's like in Houston, I mean in Texas. But since I grew up in Houston, you know, that's what I know. And I worked at Continental Club, which is like a rockabilly blues club. There's blues everywhere. And there's a lot of subgenres of blues. And you have your like traditional blues. And then you have your cringy lawyer blues. But this is like joyous blues. This is like, yeah. You probably had a rough week, but you're not feeling like that right now. And like, he's 40 when he put this out. It sounds like that. Like, this does not sound like a young person's going out to the club song, you know? But no. That's what's so beautiful about it. And so sincere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the cheese element. A lot of people give smooth jazz a lot of flack for being cheesy. Like, I, for one, love smooth jazz. Consider myself a smooth jazz connoisseur. I love it. I'm old enough to admit that now because, like, I skated around, like, my early 20s and early 30s, like, trying to be cool and, like, you know, like, oh, this is cheesy. But secretly, you know, in my car, jamming, like, Paul Taylor, Pleasure Seeker from 1997, like, on repeat. But yeah,
everybody, I mean, just go, like, Google that right now.
What is it about "Got My Whiskey" by Mel Waiters that makes you think this song expresses something about Texas to me?
Oh man, I mean, it certainly feels like Texas. Certainly puts me right there.
Yeah.
I've worked hard all week, and it's time to take a break. Play me some Marvin Sees or some Marvin Gaye.
I mean, it sounds like whiskey, like short high heel pumps, shuffleboard. You know, you got your, like, dancing partner. You might be having some, like, barbecue out of one of those paper boats at the end of the night kind of thing. I don't know. It just sounds like that.
Yeah, he's basically describing everything that people, like, black people in Texas that go out on a Friday night would do. Like, this song literally sounds like my aunties and uncles. Like, you know, you work hard all week. I mean, he says it in the song. You work hard all week, you know. You know, it's time to take a break. Play me some Marvin Sees or some Marvin Gaye. Simple.
Call me later.
You know? Yeah.
Call me later. I'm not going to be at home. Call me later.
Call me later because I won't be at home. I'm going out tonight because I feel like.
Let's switch gears and listen to another Texas song from Leon Bridges. Very different vibe here, but that's great because I think it'll give us a kind of another insight into y'all's home state. Leon's pick is "Columbine" by Townes Van Zandt.
Cut yourself a columbine, tear it from the stem. Now breathe upon the petals fine and throw them to the wind.
Leon, same question to you. What about this song makes you think of Texas when you hear it?
You know, I kind of, I guess, associate the, you know, just like finger picking and dope storytelling to Texas. I first heard this song, I was on my way to Marfa, Texas for the first time, and one of my friends played it, and, you know, it just immediately resonated with me. And, you know, I kind of grew up in kind of a songwriting community, and, you know, in some way, you know, ways tried to shape my songs in the ways of, you know, a Townes Van Zandt or some of the other singer-songwriter cats. And for me, you know, the song just kind of represents just like being free.
Watch the petals dancing, see them twirl and sing. Now all your pride and prancing, how much does it mean?
You know, just like the flower is like represents just like the fragility of life, and I guess from the song, you know, it just kind of teaches you to, you know, focus on the things that are important and not the things that are just kind of temporary and fleeting.
I feel like that idea is supported by the structure of the song itself, because it's a lot different than a typical pop song. Like you said, it's more of a folk song. It's it doesn't really have a chorus to speak of in the traditional sense. It's more like a ballad or something.
All lady like the flower fair. Someday you'll have to fall, and you can find me standing there to catch you.
It's funny how, like, I kind of subconsciously do that in my own music. You know, there's certain songs that I might you just kind of got to listen to the song and what the song needs. And, and sometimes writing a chorus just might be too much information.
I also think it's a beautiful, I mean, just like listening to your pick and our pick, you know, from Texas, it feels somewhat more or less of what it feels like for the two of us to come together in the studio. You know, it's Leon's got his guitar and he's sitting and singing and we're pulling his words out and not necessarily bringing the sax and the whiskey, but, you know.
In a more general way, with the songs that you brought from Mel Waiters and Townes Van Zandt, with these this pair of EPs, Texas Sun and Texas Moon, why is it important to you to rep your home state?
I don't think we can help not rep Texas in our music. Like when you're born and raised here, Texas is in you. And no matter where you travel, it never leaves you. Texas, I believe, is embedded deep in the consciousness of the four of us and in our hearts, just due to us growing up and living in this state. And it'll always come out in the art.
I think home pride is just, it's just a universal feeling. I mean, the day I moved to London, I got a Texas tattoo, as cliche as that might be. It was like, I need to remember this is home. I don't want anybody to think that it's not. And I think everybody feels that. And it's easily the Venn diagram between the four of us is Texas.
You know, when we, you know, shape the music, it's like, you know, about incorporating elements, musical elements that are unique to Texas. And for me, it's the country aspect and blues. And there's a bunch of R&B artists, you know, from Texas who probably don't care to incorporate those things into music. And yes, yeah, just, you know, for me, you know, something I'm passionate about, just, you know, pretty much just carrying the torch, you know?
Yeah. Like I said, it always comes out in the art. I hearken back to Texas Sun. I think had we not been from Texas, maybe an accordion as an instrument doesn't end up on that song at all.
Mm. Yeah. I think it's also worth mentioning that while, you know, we did obviously spend time in the studio, the four of us collectively have spent more time not in Texas than in Texas, you know, so us feeling nostalgia while on the road for home and whatever that feeling is probably, you know, there's something in that.
And it's a contribution I really appreciate because for me as a listener, you know, it's like y'all were saying, it's you're shining a light and sounding a history and a culture and a sound that people might not associate with this kind of monolithic idea of Texas. So I think I really appreciate what y'all are doing.
Thank you.
Krungbin and Leon Bridges, this has been such a pleasure. Thanks for digging into Texas Moon with me today. And I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
It was a total pleasure. Thank you.
Switched on Pop is produced by me, Nate Sloan, and songwriter Charlie Hardin. Our editor is Jolie Myers. Our engineer is Brandon McFarland. Community management is Abby Barr. And illustrations are by Iris Gottlieb. Our executive producers are Hannah Rosen and Nishat Kurwa. And we're a production of Vulture and the Vox Media Podcast Network. You can find more episodes of our show anywhere you get podcasts. And you can reach out to us and tell us what your favorite Texas tracks are at SwitchedOnPop on Instagram and Twitter, or our website, SwitchedOnPop.com, and our email, contact@SwitchedOnPop.com. Thanks for listening. This episode was sponsored by Audible. Join host Chuck D on the Audible original Songs That Shook the Planet. This latest installment of the Words Plus Music series features the legendary lyricist and co-founder of Public Enemy detailing the shocking price some artists have paid for speaking truth to power. Songs That Shook the Planet will reintroduce listeners to the soundtrack of social change in America and includes Billie Holiday, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, Too Short, and more. Visit audible.com/songs. That's audible.com/songs to start listening now.